Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley designed to inform you on how to go green, live green, and save green. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union, naturally a better financial. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Hello there. Good morning. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. I am Bill Schultz. And once again, we want to thank people for coming in. A lot of times you're here listening and you go, well, what are you going to be talking about today? And is this relevant to my lifestyle? Today's show is pretty unique because this is relevant to everybody's lifestyle. And you're going to hear about that in just a second. But a lot of times we talk very detailed about certain things, and not everybody really would be interested in because, they don't have the money. Maybe they aren't interested in geothermal. Perhaps they live in a whole different environment. But this is something that I think everyone is going to find very cool, first off. I certainly did. And you're going to be hearing a lot more about this company. And it is Fox Valley Automation. Brian Samsa, who is the owner of Fox Valley Automation, joins us. Brian, welcome.
Thank you.
First time on the air. We gave Brian a couple of cocktails, so he's feeling better now. No, we didn't. No, we didn't. I met you, Brian, at the last Home and Outdoor Living show with Answers to Energy. And when I first saw you, I was like, what is this all about? And in a nutshell, what did you say to me? Do you remember?
I said it, home automation, that it's about...
You were saying home automation. You did say that. You're saying home automation. Yep. And I said, I think, what's home automation? And I think you pulled out your phone.
Right.
At that point.
Yes.
I was like, okay, what's this guy? And then you proceed to show me what?
That basically you can run your whole house from a smartphone, any smart device, anything that can connect to the internet.
Yeah. So I immediately said, well, wait a minute. You know, and I had heard that there were some different companies, like let's talk about heating and cooling. Heating and cooling business, there are things now that you can control by your phone, which your company does.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's many, many different devices you can control from your phone through apps.
Mm-hmm.
And what we offer is a product called Nexia. And they have basically really cornered the market where they offer the ability to control just about anything from one single app. So rather than having to bounce to 10, 15 different apps on your phone to control different things in your home, it's all one app.
So you've streamlined it in a way.
Right. Right.
How did you get involved in this?
Well, about 2 years ago, we built a house, and I was convinced by a supplier of mine in a different business I own to put this system in. And we put it in and have continually added to it. And, you know, it's been quite amazing for me. We have younger kids, so, you know, knowing when they're getting home, when they're leaving, making sure lights are off. I was really intrigued by it. And then anytime people would come over and see an aspect of it, they would always say, what's that? How do you do that? You know, nobody really was informed about it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, people know about certain smart devices, but with this system, it ties everything together and everything intercommunicates.
Well, I think that's the cool thing about it is that you can get 25 different apps for everything, or you can get just something through you and it's just one app, correct?
Correct, right. And with the many different devices in your house, there's no intercommunication. So, for example, if you have a heated garage and your garage door opens, mm-hmm. you can tell your heater to, hey, shut off every time that garage door opens. But if it gets too cold, shut the garage, turn back on.
Okay.
So, again, that's, you know, or you can turn lights on when the garage door opens, when your when your child enters the house, you could turn lights on if it's after sunset. I mean, it's limitless.
So do you need, you built a house and you put this in. What if someone has an existing house? Do they need to buy all new stuff?
Not all new stuff. I mean, there is definitely some new stuff. A lot of the devices will integrate, right, like, for example, your garage door module. That ties right into your existing garage door opener.
Okay. So it doesn't matter.
Right.
In that case. And I would imagine there are some cases where you do have to link it up with a device that would work well with that.
Sure. And there's many different ways to achieve everything you want on the system. Certain devices, yes, you would have to replace, like if you wanted light switches, you'd have to replace the light switch.
Okay.
But you can also buy bulbs that just go in the fixture and connect to the system.
Oh, cool.
So now the light switch stays there, but the bulbs are connected.
The bulbs are connected.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've got so many questions now. Let's talk first off, because you had mentioned this before, about your kids. You've got kids that are, they're in school, right?
Correct.
They go to school.
Yep.
And they come home. And you had mentioned before that you would get, I don't even know what it is. Is it a pop-up on your phone, or you get an alarm or something that the door's open?
Right. So, I mean, if you put a door lock, for example, you can put, I don't know the exact number, 40 different codes, something like that, in it. So each individual person gets a code. And, of course, you know, the kids have iPhones, and you say, text me when you get home. Rarely do I get a text.
We're trying to get a college kid to text us, like, for the
right.
last 2 weeks, our college kid. So that's not happening. I know.
Right. So now, every time they come home, they punch their individual code into the door, and myself and my wife, whoever I want to get a notification, would get a notification on their phone saying, so-and-so just unlocked the door.
Uh-huh.
Now, with that code, again, let's say it's, you know, they're coming home from basketball practice, and, you know, we're out for something. It's dark outside. We could have it set up so they punch in that code. It automatically turns on a few lights in the house so they're not walking into a dark house. Or automatically turns on the lights in the garage, you know, whatever the case may be.
See,
and then you can automatically have it turn off the lights in the garage because, you know, they don't like to turn off lights either.
See, okay, everybody listening out there, how many people just said, that's cool? I mean, it just is.
Yep.
It's just so, so cool. Tell me, because I don't want to forget. I don't want to forget about talking about this. Tell me about the mousetrap.
The mousetrap. So they actually, and this is a new product. There's continually, it's such a changing market, there's new products coming nonstop. And one of the new ones is actually a mousetrap that is battery operated. It ties in with integrates with the system. And if a mouse goes into the trap, it kills the mouse, and then it sends you an alert to your phone so that you know you need to go clean out the mouse trap.
I just love that. Fox Valley Automation, this is Brian Samsa, who is the owner, and the number is 968-2450. You can also go to fvautomation.com to find out more. So you are, Brian, one of those, and I've had a few people in the show just like you, who started a business basically from finding out about this business and go, I want to sell these things. I love this.
Yep.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, exactly. Again, I saw a need. It's a growing market.
Yep.
And it's so hard to get information out there. You know, there's not a lot of companies offering this type of product. When I was putting it in my own house, there was a lot of information I was trying to find and couldn't find and stuff like that. So it led me to start in Fox Valley Automation.
What do people need to know about getting started about this? I mean, they give you a call, then what do you do?
You meet with them, see what they're after. I mean, again, there's so many different needs and so many different things that you can tie into it.
So that's the other thing. You customize this, right?
Right.
This is
what they want, right.
Yeah, this is not a plan. Okay, you got to be part of plan A, plan B,
sure.
Plan C.
You know, for example, you know, if it's child protection or child safety, you know, there's going to be different devices you want. If you travel a lot, maybe you want to protect your house from any water damage, pipes bursting, make sure your heating and cooling is working. Again, it's very limitless. It really caters to what you want. Maybe some people want perimeter cameras on their home. You know, some people want to watch their dog while they're at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could set up an indoor camera and see your animals. again, you know, security aspects, there's sensors so you can know if windows are broken, doors are open, windows opened, temperatures, water sensors. You can put a water sensor under anything in your house that has running water or under your water heater. And anytime any of those sensors are touched by water, it can automatically shut off different valves in your house, shut off your main valve. And again, then it alerts you, hey, you know, X water sensor sensed water. We closed the valves. Check it out.
Now, in your business, because you're dealing with a lot of different things here, where you're talking about cameras and sensors and all that kind of stuff, do you guys do it all, or do you kind of farm that out to different businesses to come in and work on that part of the business?
The only thing we would really need to bring in somebody extra for is for some of the electrical aspects.
Okay.
Of it. If you know, there's certain things, especially in the older homes, in a new construction home, it's as easy as it gets because all these people are already there. But in the older homes, there's different aspects of that, and I'm not going to get into the details of it, but just different aspects of it. If we're adding light switches where we might need to bring in an electrician to do some work.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. But for the most part, we do it all. Mm-hmm. As far as the install of the products, we take care of that. We will assist the customer in setting up automations and integrating things and teaching them how to do it. And obviously, we're there to support them for it or with it.
So I would think, and you're probably a good example because you have one in your home, this is probably so cool to kind of show people when you have visitors to come over, relatives or whatever, and something happens when they go, what was that?
Right.
Like, oh, that's my whatever. Da, 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 da.
Sure. Yeah. And you know, they don't see a ton of it because if we're having guests, we have
everything's
set up.
On, right.
But they catch wind of it. Well, how'd that happen? All your lights just turned on. Or, in fact, this is kind of a funny story, but a good friend of mine who was a fan of another team of mine, and they were playing each other, he tried sneaking onto my front porch and putting a blow-up mascot. And, you know, they were coming over to watch the game with us, and we're standing in the kitchen, and I noticed he didn't come in with them, and all of a sudden I get a ding on my phone that there's motion at my front door. And before he even had the thing set up, I'm walking out the door saying, what are you doing?
Nabbed.
Yeah, right, got him.
That was cool. Brian Sampson with us, Fox Valley Automation. The number, again, 968-2450. We're going to talk about other things, on the very cool stuff, as you probably already know. We're going to talk more right after this. I told you, didn't I? Didn't I tell you this was going to be a fun conversation that everybody could take advantage of? Yeah.
Right.
So that's why this. Brian Sampson with us, Fox Valley Automation. We're talking about how you can automate just about everything in your home by your phone. And Brian, at the break, we were talking about this, and I should have mentioned this to you before, but there are some automated systems already out there. And one of the common ones that is kind of gaining traction is Nest. And you were mentioning that if you have a Nest system now, you can integrate this.
Right.
Explain how that works.
Sure. Yeah, Nest has become very popular. It's obviously, you know, been a well-promoted product. And Nexia actually allows you to integrate Nest. So if you have the Nest smoke alarm, the Nest camera, the Nest thermostat, we can integrate that right in with Nexia and all their other products. Okay. So you won't necessarily, even if you do have some smart devices, you know, you won't necessarily have to rip those out and replace them. Some of those will integrate into the system. Not everything, but
okay.
Everything Nest will, and there's other products out there as well.
Okay, because I'm thinking, you know, this kind of technology, it takes off and it goes so quickly that a lot of times you buy something like this, you need an upgrade anyway down the line. And you've kind of, from talking to you before, it seems like you've kind of built this system from Fox Valley Automation to keep on growing. Like, it's not like you're going to be limited. You're going to just keep on growing as technology grows.
Yes, absolutely. They're
and
constantly
cool.
adding products. I mean, yep. It's, you know, they just added a vacuum that integrates.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So
you told me that.
You can set this, one of those electric vacuums that runs around your house. You can set it up so, again, it's however you choose to make it work. When you leave your house goes into an away mode, which does a multitude of things, but you know, you can set that vacuum so whenever you leave, it automatically comes out and cleans all your floors. And then it goes back to its charging spot.
Where are we? The Jetsons? Is that where we are?
Getting there.
The other thing I thought of many times when we had discussions before you came on the show here was property or houses, cabins up north.
Sure.
This would be, I mean, perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, so you can monitor everything.
Monitor everything. I mean, the key is you got to have Wi-Fi. If you don't have Wi-Fi, the system
okay.
doesn't work.
Anything.
I mean, there's door locks. There's, like I said, all those different sensors. You got cameras. You got climate control, lighting, electrical outlets, water control, irrigation. You can even there's appliances now that are coming out that integrate with it. That's a newer thing. I don't know a ton about it. What I do know is that I don't believe it's so much starting and stopping them as it is, you know, it'll alert you if there's a problem with the appliance. Blinds, mm-hmm. like we mentioned, the mousetrap, the vacuums. I mean, the list just goes on and
well,
on.
Well, you know, and again, the property away from home, the peace of mind. I think when I talk to people who have property up north and they come back from being away, you know, going up there for the weekend or the week or something like that, it's like, oh, we got there and a tree fell down on this or whatever,
sure.
and we didn't know we had that coming our way when we got there. And, you know, you hate to think of the worst, but water in the basement or windows being broken or, you know, all that can be monitored
yep.
and watched so you know your property is doing well.
There's even vibration sensors. So you could have a vibration sensor that'll sense. You can tell that sensor how sensitive you want it to be. But if you had one of those in there and a house fell on it, you'd get an alert that there was vibration.
Wow.
And then you can check your cameras, see what's going on.
Yeah.
And another beauty of it is if you have the door lock feature, you could call somebody locally and say, hey, I need you to go take care mm-hmm. of this, look at this. Yeah. And you can put in a temporary user code that they use to get in and out to do what they need to do. And also, you know, you can be alerted when they're getting there, when they're leaving,
yep.
stuff like that.
So, well, and a lot of times, too, when those things happen, it's not so much the initial impact that takes place, let's say a window being broken or something falling on the roof. It's afterwards, because it was unattended, of the water that got in there
sure.
or the damage or the animals or
yep.
whatever. And if you don't know about it, you're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars.
Right. And same goes for somebody that travels a lot. Let's say you travel
mm-hmm.
a lot for work
yeah.
and your house is left unattended. I mean, that peace of mind is... And again, that's what got me going in it. The peace of mind of knowing when my kids are coming and going,
yep.
being at work during the summer while they're home, and at least having a clue that, hey, the garage door is open, they must be going to the park or riding their bike or, you know, and they have the phone so I can reach out and say, hey, what's going on?
Yep.
You know, stuff like that. There's even geofencing. So you can have the app on your child's phone. And again, within that app, you can limit. You know, I can limit what my kids are able to do on it compared to what I'm able to do on it.
Okay.
You can literally go through and isolate every little device in there and say they don't need to see that.
Just
they
like you would be on TV.
Sure.
What you can do with okay.
So you can create geofences. So anytime their phone enters the home zone or leaves it, or even enters the school zone and leaves it, it can send you alert. I mean, you got to draw the line somewhere, but you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know? It's really endless.
Let's talk, and I know this is customized. Everybody, it's whatever you want, right, as far as customization.
Yeah, yep.
But I think people who are listening may know, okay, what is this going to cost? How do you bill people? Is there a plan? What goes on here?
I mean, we've bounced it back and forth. The problem with a plan is that, are you referring to the cost of the product or utilizing the product?
Yeah, basically, I mean, if I wanted to do, I mean, again, everything's customized, but do you kind of say, okay, I've got a security issue. I want to make sure that my kids are being watched. I want a camera.
Sure.
I want locks. I want lights for energy efficiency, all this kind of stuff. Then you come up with a price?
What
happens?
Okay. I mean, you can get into it. I mean, you could get into the system real cheap for, you know, $500 to $1,000 if you just want some minimal control. Obviously, if you want all your door locks and you want perimeter cameras, I mean, now we're starting to talk a few thousand. But,
okay.
You know, it's a one-time fee, really.
Well, they're going to ask you that. This is a one-time, it's a one-time fee.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
And then there is a service plan that goes with it, but we now have the ability to include a one-time fee in this initial setup.
Mm-hmm.
And you never pay for that the rest of your life,
okay.
That you have that product in your house.
Brian Samsa with us, who is the owner of Fox Valley Automation. And, again, you can go to fvautomation.com or call them at 968-2450. We've been talking more about home use, but do you do businesses as well?
We do. That is an option, yeah. You can have, businesses are a little bit different in the sense that, you know, commercial doors don't have like a standard deadbolt on them, so it's mm-hmm. a little harder to use a lock there. But yeah, I mean, some of the cameras and security features,
yep.
and absolutely. You could do that. Heating and cooling.
Heating, cooling.
We had a customer that, one of his biggest expenses during the winter was the heating cost of his shop area, and he actually set up a system there that automatically, turns off the heating and cooling, and even if an employee's staying late and working, and they go back and jack up that heat set point, he can remotely shut it back down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think we even set it so that if somebody does turn it up after hours, it automatically drops back down after 2 hours or something like that.
Okay.
So I mean, it's limitless what you can do with it.
Now we've been talking about getting something on the phone. But can you do it from your laptop computer, let's say, or your desktop at work? Or
if you can connect to the internet, you can do it.
You can do it. So do you kind of get an account, and then you log into the account, and then you see,
sure.
You click into cameras or whatever you got?
Yeah, you log into the account. That's your main account. You log into that, and you can see everything. You can configure, control everything. And you can also do that from your phone. The difference is you only have one main account.
Mm-hmm.
But then from that main account, you can dictate what phone numbers you want to have access or what devices you want to have access,
mm-hmm.
and then what those devices have access to.
Okay.
If you want to know when your garage door opens every time, and let's say your wife does not, you can go in and say, well, she doesn't need a notification when the garage door opens or closes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really customizable that way as well.
Because this is changing all the time, once people start working with you, do you update them on new devices and new, I was going to call toys, but they are kind of toys. Toys that they could add to the package?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And they come out with updated products. A lot of the products have stayed the same, but for example, they just came out with a higher end camera. We won't even sell the lower end camera at this point, but again, you can still use the specific camera you have, or you can upgrade to the next one up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that expensive to do that. You're basically buying the product. If you already have a camera there, the install is basically taking a ladder out, going up, unscrewing it, screwing the new one in, you're done.
You know, I keep on going back to the peace of mind factor, because I think about this on a day-to-day basis, whether you have young kids or property up north or whatever the case may be, how many times during the course of the day are we thinking about, did I lock that? Did I put the door lock? Are the kids going to be coming home? When are the kids going to be coming home? What are they doing? What's the dog doing?
Sure.
All those kind of things. We think about that all the time.
Yeah. And there's two things I'll touch on with that. You know, for example, and it's easy for me to speak about my house because I'm living in it all the time. But when I go to bed at night, I go upstairs and I actually have a little button on my nightstand. I hit that button once and every light in the house shuts off, every door locks, and I go to bed. I'm not walking around turning all the different lights off and making sure doors are locked or worrying about them being locked. Another thing that this actually just occurred, we were on a ski trip for the last 4 days, and we have somebody watching the dogs. Well, we know, you know, and it's not that I don't trust that they're not taking care of the dogs, but that peace of mind of being on that ski trip and saying, oh, she just got to the house to let the dogs out. And, you know, she just left.
See,
stuff like that.
We're always worried about when we leave the dog and the dog stays at the house, but someone comes in to feed it, walk it, you know, so it can do its business. And we're thinking, like, I wonder if they, you know, it's been 12 hours and no one's been at that house. You know, what's the dog's doing?
Sure.
And now you know.
And you could easily just plug in a camera and set it up for while you're gone that you can see the dogs. If you want to see what they're doing, you know, whatever. You can just log in and see it. Then when you get home, you unplug the camera, put it away until the next time you're
It's fascinating stuff. That's why I was so pleased when we got together and started talking about this. I said, oh, you got to come on the show. We got to start talking more about this stuff. So, people just call you and you meet with them and you kind of do a customized kind of analysis of what they need and you go from there.
Yep,
pretty
absolutely.
Simple. Good. Fox Valley Automation. Again, the number is 968-2450, 968-2450, or go to fvautomation.com. Brian Sampson with us from Fox Valley Automation. Brian, good seeing you. Thanks very much.
Good seeing you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union. Naturally, a better financial. Listen next week when we spotlight another business and show you ways to go green, live green, and save green. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, please contact Bill Schultz at 920-230-0801.